At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on The Grave Talks, part two of The Ghosts That Never Got Out of Dodge, a conversation with Andy Rowe. The Depot Theater, back in the day, there was the railroad station, a hotel.
Yes.
Was there, restaurant, railroad offices, obviously. They had, and this is like 125 years of history in this building, but they also had the Harvey Girls.
Yes.
Can you kind of explain the Harvey Girls?
Yes.
And this was a very respectable job. I know when you hear Harvey Girl, it kind of sounds like they might have been working at the brothel.
Yeah.
But they were more like waitresses, servers. And they lived on site.
Yeah.
Places within the depot that they actually lived.
There's a little place to the side of the depot.
You know, when you think back into the late 1800s, jobs for women would be school marm. There was very few jobs. And so, you know, a lot of women did need to work to help their families. And this was a very respectable job for them.
Yes, it was. The depot was built in 1898. And the Harvey House was there from 1898 to 1948.
Oh, so a long time.
Yeah. Fred Harvey was like a visionary for restaurants, and he opened several restaurants with hotels along the railway so that people had better meals to eat and different things. And he had at first he had all male staff, but then all these males would end up fighting each other. Then he decided, okay, I'm going to hire these women and call them the Harvey Girls. And so they worked for $17.50 a month.
That
included transportation, room and board, and just little things like that, their meals. They all these women that were Harvey Girls, they had to be between like 20 and 32 years old. They couldn't be married. They couldn't have children because they had their own place to live and they had a house mother that kind of ensured that they'd followed these
rules. They have to be proper women. They can't be out.
Or go be like a lady from a brothel. They couldn't do that.
That would be bad.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been good.
Work here or there, not both.
They served the food. They were known to have good, really good service. They did get some tips from it, but they did have the Harvey Girls at the Depot Theater. Their rooms were next door to the depot because they have a little building that's set by itself called the Homestead Theater. And that was where the Harvey girl stayed. But nowadays, it's a little theater with a smaller stage, but it's got upstairs, downstairs, and they do little plays.
The Depot Theater itself, was that created back then as part of this original building, or was it turned into a theater?
It was turned into the theater, from what I understand, because it's still, basically it was for the train station, people coming off and on, and a place to eat. And
a lot of times back then too, the trains, they would get in at night or 5 o'clock in the evening, and they would stop so people could get off the train, get something to eat. You could spend a night. You could get the train the next day if you wanted. So this is a pretty big space then. Do you get to investigate kind of all of it?
Yes. It's three levels. There's like a level upstairs and then the main level where they have a kitchen for when they have plays or murder mystery nights or whatever they have going on.
And it's still a working theater.
Yeah, it's still a working theater where they have dinners and plays and different things going on. And then the theater's on that main level, and then there's a basement as well. So we typically, when we do our investigations, once in a while we'll do team only, but most of the time, like we have coming up on July 25th for a sold out public event, we'll break off into four groups of about 10 people with two or three of our team members and whatever equipment. We'll already have some equipment set out in different locations, but we'll break off into four groups. And then one group will go upstairs, one group will be on the main level within the theater area and back over there where some of the dressing rooms are. And then one group down in the basement. And then the fourth group would be over at next door at the Homestead Theater. So we're all in different areas.
Then do the groups kind of move around between the four different areas?
Yeah, like we'll do rotations.
Yeah.
One rotation's at next door at the Homestead, one's upstairs, one main level, and one in the basement.
So this is a big night of investigating. It's not just like you're going into one space.
Yeah. We're sold out with 45 tickets sold. So 45.
I like guests. That you limit the number, because I think so often, especially being in four different locations, that means you're basically groups of 10, 12. But so often when there's too many people, everybody's kind of chatting or whispering, and it gets distracting from the actual investigation. And then there seems like frequently there's somebody who's got to make jokes about stuff because they're uncomfortable.
Yeah, and there's some people they don't believe in the paranormal, which I get. I'm not one to judge. And a lot of times some come and they'll have an experience, whether that changes their mind or not, but they'll have something that they've experienced that kind of makes them question things. But that's why we break off into groups, and we'll go to 45 minutes to an hour where we're all in different locations, whether one group's upstairs, downstairs, or main level, then we're not all in one area at the same time, because we do set out recorders, we do set out equipment, but this helps eliminate some of the background stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And those of us on the team will have walkie-talkies that will say, okay, we're upstairs and we heard somebody on the stairs and nobody, all our group was together. And then most of the time when like one of my teammates will reply that no, they weren't anywhere near the staircase, and that lets us know that.
Right, because you need to know where everybody is, because if there's somebody above you, okay, great, that's what we just heard. But if there's nobody up there, what did we just hear?
Yeah, we try to debunk stuff as we go, because with recorders setting out in different locations, then we want to know whoever's recorder that is, that we heard with our ears that they're hearing on the recorder when they go back through it.
Mm-hmm.
Was it somebody just on the tour that, or one of us? We want to make sure if it's something real so we can investigate, okay, what was that type of thing?
How many times have you investigated at the depot?
Oh my gosh, over 20 times.
So you're quite familiar with it.
Yes.
And you have had experiences at the depot, correct?
Yes, I've had lots of experiences. There is a staircase. It's quite a big staircase where you go up probably 15, 20 stairs to a landing, and then you turn up and go to another like 7 or 8 stairs. And it's kind of like a U-shaped once you get to the top up there. And up there, one of the doorways was the old conductor's office. And so typically when we go there, we set out a lot of equipment on that staircase. We know that there's a little girl spirit up there that we've talked to through EVP sessions and through Estes methods with the headphones connected to the spirit boxes. And then one person asks them questions, and whoever has the headphones tells what they're hearing.
I will add this if somebody's not familiar, because we did just mention Estes method a little bit ago too. But the person who's wearing the headphones is basically listening to, and then they might hear Elizabeth. And then they just say what they hear. It's loud. They can't hear what question's being asked.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people do it blindfolded.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine. But it's not like you're watching, like if Andy is asking the questions, a person is watching and can read your lips. Yeah. It's not like that. So they're just, whatever they hear come across, whether it makes sense or not, they just say it out loud.
Yeah.
I just heard little girl or whatever they might hear. So to me, that's what's so fascinating about the Estes method. You have one person asking questions. This person can't hear what the question is or when it's even said.
Yeah.
And they just blurt out whatever they're hearing.
Yeah, because sometimes it's a little, when by the time the question's asked, might be a little time or even up to a minute or two where they're not saying anything. The person with the headphones aren't saying anything.
Because they're not hearing anything.
Because they're not hearing anything. And maybe sometimes it takes the spirit a little bit of time to get enough energy to get the words out. But like that staircase, we know there's a little girl, and we found out from her telling us that she is 7 to 8 years old. I'm pretty sure what she told us, she was 7, and her name is Elizabeth. And
I knew this, which is why I just said Elizabeth. I'm not psychic or anything like that.
Yeah, I forgot you said Elizabeth. I'm sorry. But I guess like her mom, with the train station right there, her mom, Elizabeth's mom, had left her with a caretaker. I'm not sure if it's at the depot, but somewhere there. But Elizabeth's spirit is there. She got sick from something, like, I don't know if it was cholera or something, from that time period in the 1800s. But she got sick and died. And so her spirit is still there, and she usually hangs out by this staircase. And so we'll bring little kids' like baby pianos and different like teddy bears and different toys and equipment that make noise, that she'll come down. Elizabeth will come down on the staircase. We'll ask her, Elizabeth, where are you? Come play with equipment or play with a toy and let us know where you're at. And she'll come down. Her favorite's the little piano that you don't hear.
And that's just a regular little kid piano.
Uh-huh.
Nothing fancy about it.
Nothing fancy.
And the piano just starts playing.
Maybe like a little 6-inch, 12-inch little piano, and it'll, you just hear the keys start.
Yeah, it's got like 10 little keys on it.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And that like throws a lot of people off that haven't, like guests that haven't been there. They're like, whoa. I don't know. I do have a picture that I'll send to Carol that I don't think is Elizabeth. A lot of our team think it's the conductor, that his office was up there, and this conductor is known by our team to not be a nice guy at all. And he doesn't like anybody that's of a different culture or ethnicity.
Or race, yeah.
Because we have two members of our team that are Mexican, Leo and Renee. And at one point, Leo and Jason and a few people were up at the top of the stairs. And we don't often get to go into the conductor's room, but I've been in there like twice in all the times I've been there. But the conductor didn't like Leo. He didn't like Leo, who's of the Mexican descent, being in there. That he shoved Leo hard and just didn't like him being in his space, Leo being in his space. And Leo is one on our team. Like, I'm not, like I said earlier, one that is into demonic evil things, but Leo has more knowledge and history of working with that kind of thing. If they're heavier demonic, I mean, we haven't really had that many demonic things happen, but if something like that were to happen, Leo would be the one that would.
You need a Leo on every team, yeah, right?
Definitely.
Because it's like, this is so out of my wheelhouse. I cannot help with that. It's like, Leo.
Yes.
This is you.
Come on, bro.
I am heading home. Yes. And I'm going to make sure nothing follows me.
I'll go wait outside of my car for you and let me know if you need some water or something.
Yes, I'm happy to help with that. I will leave it on the step for you. Because to me, that's terrifying.
Yes.
You know, when you have to deal with something dark. But if he's equipped to do it.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, it is scary that he could have been pushed. When I'm sure he's pretty good at putting up boundaries.
Yeah. He's.
That had to have caught him off guard.
Yeah, I think it caught him off guard for like a split second, but he's done this, like we said earlier, senses. You get to know, you have these feelings of heaviness, and Leo is able to hear things that most of us cannot hear, like just disembodied stuff. He has to sleep with the noise-canceling headphones at night. Just to be able to sleep, because spirits will just talk to him.
I'm not sure how long the theater has been there, but it's quite a while now, right?
Yeah, several.
There's so many haunted theaters. Then you've got a train station. Then you have the Harvey House and the Harvey Girls. Does it feel like a busy place as far as spirits go? Does it just feel busy? Or on certain nights, does it feel busy?
For the most part, we've gotten to know a lot of the same spirits that do reside there. Like Elizabeth is always there. We've got a few gentlemen that we know their names that are always there that will talk to us. We have Carl that used to work there at the depot for the city. And so he was there. That was one of his work locations, was always at the Depot Theater.
And in the afterlife, he's still doing his job. We talk about that because I'm like, I really don't want to work once I pass away. Once I move on, like, I hope there's something more out there than I got to go back to work. But I also get it because people, that was what their passion was.
Yeah.
In the afterlife, there's still spirits there. There's still people coming in and out. Yeah. You want to be there.
Carl retired within the last like 3 years from this city, but whenever we still go there to do our investigations, Carl's always there because working there every day, he got to know the spirits. He named a couple that we are there every time we go, and the spirits would mess with him. So he'd be all over upstairs, downstairs, wherever, fixing things, and he'd lay certain tools for whatever job he was doing at the moment down, or lay his coffee down and like his wrench or whatever, and he'd start doing whatever he needed to do, and he'd turn around to grab his wrench. It was nowhere to be found.
And it should be right
and
there.
And he's looking all over, and he's like, darn it, like, whichever one he thought it was, he'd say their name like, okay, you're messing with me. Where's my tool? I mean, so he built a good rapport with these spirits that are there a lot, and there's sometimes newer ones there that we... With the train station, we've learned that there's a lot of spirits that are on the ghost trains back and forth.
And could there be, because there's a hotel there, and the fact that it is on a train track, there's limestone underneath Dodge City, I'm just sure of it. There's not much water. That's the other thing. It's kind of out in the middle of nowhere in western Kansas. There's not much water, but there's aquifers, I guess. But it's kind of got that perfect setup to where it'd almost be like a portal.
Yes.
Like a hotel train station in the afterlife where you would be getting a lot of different spirits, I would think.
Yeah, because one of the rooms on the there was a hotel there, obviously, we've talked about, but there's still one of the rooms that's set up with that still looks like one of the hotel rooms back in the day. So I wouldn't doubt that in the afterlife that there's still people coming there to stay, thinking as still staying in the hotel. We're always finding newer spirits there, but we still have Elizabeth, the conductor, a couple of the other gentlemen that we know are there all the time.
Any Harvey girls, you think?
I've tried to get them to come through, especially at the Heritage house next door that was their dormitory. And so far, I've not had any of them come through. We've had more luck in the theater portion of getting some of the old actors, actresses to come through and equipment going off and them coming through with the Estes method than the Harvey girls coming through.
It just seems like there would be some Harvey girl spirits still connected somehow.
That's why I'm hoping that when we go next month in July, I'm hoping to get something from a Harvey girl. I know the last couple of times we've been out there, we haven't done an Estes method over in the Heritage. I want to do with what group that I'll have that night, I want to do an Estes method over there just to see
if you could get anything.
What's going on over there, because they do have a little stage, and over there they have a bathroom, and like you could be in the bathroom and nobody else in there, and you're not even close to the paper towel dispensary that's like electric if you put your hand down there.
Right.
And you could be the only one in there, and you could be walking out the door or using the restroom, and all of a sudden you hear that paper towel come out. Yeah. So it's like we're kind of like, okay, hello.
That does seem like something a spirit could make go pretty easily.
Yeah.
You know, anything like that. I could get a paper towel for you.
Just wave your hand or something under there. Yeah, because that happens in the depot as well, in the women or the men's bathroom. The spirits will find weird ways of sometimes of letting you know they're there. Then like the theater area, there's catwalks kind of up on the third level. And a lot of times we'll hear a lot of whistling from up at the catwalks. And sometimes you could see the black shadows or hear some footsteps up in the catwalk as the team's investigating down in the theater. And then you start hearing the whistling.
And there is nobody in the catwalks.
Nobody.
Like, I can't even imagine they have many people up there when they're doing a production.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think they need to have people up there often.
Right. They have like the room with the soundboard and everything up there. And it's always dark when we're there. And sometimes we'll see some light all of a sudden in the sound room. And then the catwalks on either side of that. But nobody's up there. And usually when we investigate with the public investigations, the catwalks are locked.
Is there any stories that we need to share that we haven't shared about?
I did in the basement. Three of us were down there for my team and I, and we saw like a black shadow. And at first I thought I was losing my mind because it went from like left to right. And I said, did somebody just see something? And Leo's like, you saw it too? And I said, yeah, like full body. You can make out the shoulders. The heads moved from left to right. And Leo's like, yep. And then at one point, since like there's downstairs, this building is all like pretty much all brick outside. And the basement, this building's changed so many times throughout the years with like where doors was closed, new doors was put in other places. So there's a portion downstairs that's all concrete wall that goes way above your head, and then one area that goes way back. You could, they used to have tunnels down there, so you could kind of see where a tunnel used to be. And there was probably five of us over there, and I had a Spirit Box 7 in my hand going with the white noise going out loud. And I'm just asking questions, knowing that Wyatt Earp used to be a lawman there in Dodge. And I'm like, is there any chance that Wyatt is here? Because we've had Wyatts come through, more than one, through investigating there. So I said, is Wyatt Earp here? And I heard a man's voice come through and say, yes. And I was like, how do I know that you're the Wyatt Earp that's famous? And so, like, other people were asking all these questions about that they knew about Wyatt and his life. And some of a lot of the answers were correlating to things that were asked about his life, that if he got sick and died, and just different things. So that was pretty neat. That's the only time I've ever got to speak with Wyatt Earp's spirit.
That would be crazy.
And I was like, oh my God, I wonder how many other people. But that was like one that sticks with me, because that's not something every day that you get somebody like Wyatt Earp to have a conversation with, even if it's a short conversation or a little bit longer. But it was just really neat to have that couple minutes time.
Right. Do you guys go out and do investigations in Dodge City a couple times a year, would you say?
Yeah, a couple times. I know we didn't. Last year, we had only one at the Depot Theater, and then last October we did every Saturday at the Boot Hill Museum. So we also go out to Nest City, the bank building in Nest City that's the skyscraper of the plains. We try to get out there. I know Jason's working on getting something set up for Nest City.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Some point this year, around the same time. I think when we go to Dodge next month, it'll be around the Dodge City days. There'll be more people, but Nest City we go to a lot. We've got walking tours coming up this fall.
Here in Wichita.
Here in Wichita through Delano, and we might have some bus tours again that we take, get on a bus, people buy tickets, and we go to known locations downtown in Delano that we've investigated ourselves and have stories from, plus stories from the business owners similar to the
because we did a walking tour, which was really interesting. I love that kind of thing because I find it's where history and the paranormal intersect. Yeah. And I always find that so interesting you learn stuff you didn't know about your town and things. It's like what happened on this site. I had no idea.
Yes.
You know? Is the best way to get information about what y'all do, you know, because maybe somebody's like, I would love to do a paranormal investigation in Dodge City sometime. Facebook? Website?
Yeah, we have a website that the link is on our Facebook page. It's called Road Trip Paranormal. There's three or four of us that are admins on the page, so anybody can message us anytime on our Facebook page. We try to be pretty quick at responding. If we do public investigations, there's tickets for sale. And we try to limit those so that everybody can have a good time and experience. Or that this is going to happen. But it takes some time.
Right.
You're not always going to get something to happen. But we do our hardest to set up equipment, let people use our equipment, why they're there. And we teach them about it. The equipment, and then they can experience things themselves.
Yeah, none of this is on demand. You can't go in a place and it's like, oh my God, I just saw an apparition. Oh, there's another one. It's not like that. Yeah. Although it can be. You know, you can also have experiences.
Yeah.
I mean, Hardesty House, I had one just random experience one day when I was at Boot Hill Museum all by myself.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. Andy, thank you so much. So now you have to come back and talk about the Nest City.
Yes.
Once you guys investigate out there, I'd love to hear about that.
That would be great.
Thank you for your time. Thanks for coming over.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
And that wraps up our conversation about the ghosts that never got out of Dodge with Andy Rowe. For more information on Road Trip Paranormal, find them on Facebook. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes without commercials, then become a Gravekeeper. You can sign up on Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up at patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you for listening.
Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols. The people who inspire you most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life, so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges, ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. And you deserve that. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the States in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. By American players, for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I like things my way, my coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's VYVGART MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo. Brought to you by Argenix.